Oh, look, they put their symbols everywhere. This is where they're living.
And what's... Oh, it's a hotel. Look, here's the sun hieroglyph. They're in the roof here. There's probably more to see, but it's getting dark here. Everywhere they put their secret symbols. Probably something in the door as well. Ah, there's the A for Ra. Ra is the sun god of the pharaohs. Oh, look at this logo, square and compass in the pharaonic colors. Blue, red and white. Oh, this is flagrant. On a truck, just in time solutions. What do they know, once and all, say with that, you know? There's Abraham. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I prefer this one here. This is nice. Oh, that's sweet. Petrol station. Yeah, look at this petrol station. I've been here five times and I never saw it. This is a big sun hieroglyph, as I show in the Pharaoh show. And here's another one. And underneath there's this ball. Yeah, this thing specially, you know, it means we rule the world, pharaohs, yeah. So it's in my film, The Pharaoh Show. It's all around on all four sides, I think. So this is a petrol station here in France. Not a real big one. The sun hieroglyph, Pharaoh, they're ruling the entire world. They were the aristocracy, the old world order, who are now the new world order. Pharaoh, or what's left of it, I'll show you the rest later. Me. There's some Frenchies, they opened a little house for me here yesterday. I could sleep in there, but I didn't. It's cold, stone. Well, there was a chimney, but you know, I have to put all the logs in there, you know. So I put my tent here. Yeah, okay, show you Pharaoh. Well, here it says, you want to read it? It was also built here in the during the Crusades, the time when Switzerland was founded. A lot of 12th century, so the 1100s. So here, this is what's left of it. It's in a place called Chateau Chalon. Yeah, slept next to a graveyard here. Nice. Didn't know that. Yeah, look, that's the octagon with four times the Templar's symbol, the V, like we find on all the armies. So, what they say? Energy to people. So that's three and one. One is differently. Well, where's he from? He's from Czech. Full of Templar symbols.
En anglais. I get this to make this.
Yeah, no? So this is the same one as this one. The guy who got it. He's in the streets like me here, French here.
Merci de votre visite. I was want to ride a fire and I burn my food like that. Two months pain like that. 2 months pain.
You took some LSD,
this,
right?
This is the hand, yes. I was took some LSD.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Shit. Shit happens, eh?
Yeah, yeah. I was pissing one day, and I didn't finish to piss, and they cut my throat like that, with the knife.
Oh, yeah,
so after I fight with that bastard, and they run. Okay?
It was 9 o'clock in the evening, eh?
9 o'clock in the evening, yeah.
In France?
In France.
Oh, yeah, dangerous. Yeah. A lot of obelisks here in Strasbourg with the sun hieroglyph on it, and yeah, three pyramids here. Always three, of course. I know who that is. Like a devil. And, yeah, it's amazing. It's like a castle. On top of it, there's a more sun hieroglyphs. There. And a lot of pyramids on top here. Obelisks. There's another one. There's another one. Look, it's like a castle in the middle of the, with the coat of arms on it. It's like a bloody castle. This guy here is like a builder of castles, with a castle there behind him. I don't know. There's another little snake here in France. Very small. We got been run over by a car. This small. A young one. Another dead snake on the road here in the north of France. It's a bit torn apart here in the north. It's been raining again the whole night, but it's a very beautiful forest. I like it very much here. Nice tree. Yeah. Another snake in France that just died. I think it's not poisonous. Look again, clouds passing behind the moon. Doesn't adjust, yeah, well. It's all a lie. Have to be in a dark place. Look, you can see it. It doesn't adjust. Because the place is not dark enough. I have to be in a park like. Well. So I'm here in this empty supermarket here. In the middle of the night, so I'm going to sleep. So it's quite spooky here, actually. which way was it again? I hope you can see it. You know what? Somewhere here. Yeah, got the stairs here. Etc. etc. Going up here. Empty supermarket. So here's the. I hear a lot of noises here in the night. So there, I go down the hallway here. I have to turn off the light now, I can hear some noise. Here's a church in Poligny, which is not far from Salins-les-Bains, where I filmed those in the east of France, not very far from Switzerland, where I filmed the two Jesuit churches next to each other. And this pillar here is octagonal with a grain on it, meaning our grains are here, our blood is here, our descendants are here, you see. And it's all octagonal. The fountain here, what it used to be, is octagonal. The ground here is octagonal. You can see it here. It's all octagonal. Octagon. Built by the end of the Crusades. So, no doubt, you know, the Templars are somehow in it. As this Templars, the temple of these Templars is just near to it in Salins-les-Bains, which was very rich. And this is still the road of the salt road here. Here in Poligny. Hello, Mrs. Isis. Well, this thing is called the Statue of the Republic from 2000, Freemasons. And what is the Republic? Which is the New World Order, which took over after the French Revolution, the Old World Order, which was a transition. The French Revolution was a transition from the Old World Order, the old feudal system of the king, to the New World Order, that all the descendants of Pharaoh could be the king for a period of 4, 5 or 7 years. So this is ISIS. They're all pharaohs, the aristocracy. They are pharaohs. I already explained that to you. Yeah, so this is a German guy, and as you can see here, you can see a pyramid from the top. And it has the Templars V on all sides. And it has the pharaonic colors, blue for the war crown, red is the Lower Egypt, the Pertasser, and white is the Upper Egypt, like the White House, the Perhet. And this is why there's two whites and only one red, because red are the original first sons, you know, the old world order, and white, as we can say, is the new world order, the second and third sons. Because red is upper lower Egypt, where the original Egypt is, you know, with the pyramid of Gizeh and Cairo and all that. And here it says Manhattan. So, you know, the new world order. It's all here, you know, they put their stuff everywhere in it. So, yeah, it's amazing. So I'm here on a petrol station. And, well, I don't get any further. And the name of the petrol station here in the east of France is On the Run. I'm still alive, Swissy. Hey. Come and get me now. You liars, you criminals. So, a lot of cops again. Maybe you've got another terrorist attack going on. This is an exercise now. And here they got all their cars here, but it's not as much as I've seen like in Nice, you know. So the date is, I think it's September the 21st in the south of France. And so if there's an attack, we see the exercise. So it's crawling with cops here, they went inside. Also here. So this is in Mornas, next to Orange, where's the castle. Yeah, on the motorway. So if there's a terrorist attack, I don't know, maybe it's about 6 o'clock now, so there was an exercise here. So this is their logo. There's like the Republican Guard or something. I don't know what they're having here. They even have a whole bus going on here. There's a whole bus. Loads of them. Yeah, look. More. And one more. But in Nice it was much, much more. And another one. And another one. In Nice there were the same guys. I wonder what they're having there behind here, you know. And there are some more. Oh, a lot. In Nice they have these really, big trucks. The day of the assault. Well, it's them behind it, I'll tell you. It's all a lie, you know. And another one. And another one. Yo. And another one. Well, there must have been an exercise here. I hope there's not another attack or something. Yeah, and another one was loaded here. Yeah. So here on the petrol station, Mornas. And even more. I thought that was all, but it wasn't. Another one. They even have a, look, what's this, you know? What's that? What are they transporting in there, you know? Full of it. So if there's another terrorist attack going on tonight, so this is September the 21st, somewhere in the south of France, next to Orange and Avignon. So they're coming from the north. So in the north they got Montélimar, they got the nuclear plant. Oh, look, an apple orchard. They let it all rot on the ground here in the south of France. Everywhere. Look at that. Because it's cheaper from Spain or something, or from I don't know where. But it's all rotting away. What a miserable, eh? It's all about money. Between the apple trees next to the petrol station, where I just filmed the cops here, there are many lanes like this, you know, empty. You can drive with a car through it. It already happened, you know, that they drove over a tent with some hitchhikers. So I found these things here. I'm going to put my tent in the middle, so I'm quite safe. I have to think about all eventualities. Your nice apples. Yeah. So I'm waiting for sunset. And I'm going to put my tent here between the apple trees. How am I going to sleep? Whom of you is ever going to experience that, eh? Yeah, look, there's a truck driver, a real fat man. I just saw him with a pink sword here. Well, what do you think that means, eh? He's probably one to show and, you know, to pick up if there's any other guys, you know, with the same sexual orientation, like, you know. These LGBT Satanists, they're all over, you know, and they hide. Like this one is hiding behind a big truck and some sort of a warrior, I don't know, or a Star Trek thing or whatever. So here's his truck. You see, this is the kind of thing they do, you know, and then they rape some kiddies, you know. This is our society, that's what it is. It's a phallic symbol, of course, and it's pink. So what do you think it is? How do you call the program again? It's not Star Trek, what is it? Star Wars, yeah. Star Wars. Well, that's where they probably come from, these pharaohs, eh? And it is a war, I tell you. Oh, yes. A bloody pink war it is. And all protected by the police and the authorities. Especially those Freemason pharaohs, yeah? And Switzerland. Oh, the Swiss, they love all these sort of things, yeah? You know, and then if the other guys ask, they say, well, my kids gave it to me or something like that, you know? Well, bullocks. Of course not. Well, were the kids there, where the truck drivers are to put this stick on it? Of course not. He did it himself. You know, we have to look at the little details, you know, look at the truck, you know. You have to look at the little details, because the enemy within is very real. They're everywhere, and they're still hiding, so we still got a little chance, yeah? You see what I mean? Well, soon that chance will be over. You know? Finished. Oh, man, it's everywhere. Everywhere. Look at the little details. And they're all lying. I mean, not the details, the people who make the details, yeah? Now, there's a sort of like, have a pink obelisk up yours, you know? Same thing. Well, we all have a pink obelisk up ours, yeah? Sick. All sick. So I was just sitting here minding my own business, actually, you know? This guy pulls over here. I know he's giving me a strange look, eh? Well, I thought, why is he giving me that strange look then, eh? Yo. But then I was wondering, what does he have on the other side, on the other door? Another cloak and dagger, a pink dagger. Yo, man, eh? Probably doesn't even have any kids, yeah? Whoa, look at this ISIS building. Yo, man, eh? Probably gonna rebuild it here in Béziers. I'm not gonna tell you how I got here. Oh, what a story. Look, another ISIS castle in the middle of nowhere. There she is. Mrs. ISIS and the sun hieroglyph, like, in Béziers. Oh, what is this guy with the horns there? Lion. Yeah, of course, another obelisk in an octagonal basin next to the octagon guys of the police here. of course, are looking at us here. And bloody criminals you are. Pharaonic flag here. That's all where we got the obelisk here. There's also, of course, there's Isis. And the obelisk stands for her husband, Osiris. And here's like the police octagon. The sun hieroglyph on it here. Look at that. It's all here. And the pharaonic flag, red, white, and blue. And what is this here? Let's have a look at it. What does it say? You can knock on the door with this. Some sort of a funny symbol. Ah, yeah, that's Horus, of course. This is Horus with Seth. There's Seth, the devil, or Satan, and that's Horus. So the whole family reunited. As always, Isis, Horus, and Seth. It's always the same thing here. Yeah, there's the pyramid, like on the symbol of the pyramid, like on the wall. I don't know who this bloke is, but anyway, here's the wolf of, you know, of Rome, Romulus and Romus. And, but what are all the Indians doing here, you know? They're definitely Indians. Homi taku yasin. That means, you know, they are conquered, you know, by this system of Rome. This is the system of the fasces. It means one branch, you know, you can break it, but a bundle of branches, you can't break it. So it means, you know, they are a bundle of branches, all organized, like here. They're all bloody organized, these guys. You know, and these Indians are all like, you know, I'm the Indian chief, I'm the macho guy, you know. And they win. This is the way they win, you know, this is what it means. They conquer all races, all peoples. Yeah. Everywhere they leave their history and symbols, you know, and so here in Béziers, in south of France, it's all over, and Rome is Egypt. Don't worry, it is Egypt. And here it says the Latin genius. What a joke, man. What a joke. How do you think they put the G on the bakery here? Hey, there's always put the G in the middle of the square and compass. It's always the same. You think those warlords there with the pharaonic blue, red, white and blue flag on it, they just disappeared? These guys who terrorized Europe and the Europeans, raped our women, tortured our children in a dungeon and burned our women and the good ones. You think they just disappeared? Well, come on, get out of here. Of course they didn't. The descendants are there. The traditions are there. They're still there. Pharaoh is ruling the planet and the DNA proves it. More than 50% of the Europeans have got the pharaonic DNA. These guys never disappeared. Well, that's the old world order, became now the new world order. And they're still around. That's why we got all these wars and the injustice. And our base is Switzerland. There's sort of a lake here next to Marseille. Next to the ocean. Oh, he doesn't look very happy. This is like humanity. Yeah. We're all going to be drowned in this dictatorship of Pharaoh. So this bloke here, he was the governor of Indochina, you know, like Vietnam. That's why the Americans took it over, because, you know, the French were there before. And that's why there's the sun hieroglyph on it. There's another pharaoh, yeah? Where is it? Yeah, here. It's the sun hieroglyph. They always put their pharaonic symbols everywhere. What's this little boy doing there? I have no idea. What is he? Is he Asian? No, well, he doesn't look Asian. Probably another pedophile, eh? That's why the little boy is here. Bloke was a pedophile, like all of those Freemasons, you know, pharaohs. He was a little... he was a pedophile. So I'm here in Martigues. It's an incredible place here. Yeah. There's a big lake here. Incredible. There's a big lake again, and here is a cave. I'm writing a script for a film. I'm had this film director here, a French film director. Tu peux mettre le
partout, tu vois, c'est fondu partout.
Tu peux mettre la lumière dans le fond?
Ouais. C'est le côté dangereux pour moi, ça. Ça manque à tomber.
Ah, okay. So this is the cave here. So there's the motorway here. And behind it is the... is that enormous lake. So maybe the Templars have been digging here. Who knows, you know? Hiding. Control post. So this road is going to Martigues. Oh, les mouches ici. Hey. So there's the airport of Marseille.
So tu t'es pas fait mal aux pieds?
Non, je vois rien sur l'écran. See this? You know, so nobody can steal the car. Well, it makes it more difficult, you know. It's on the steering wheel, so you can't move it anymore with a lock on it here. So this is in the south of France. I never see this in the north of France. And this is not even a fancy car, you know. It's just, it's a car, you know. Being the soul of the while alive, of the pharaohs. You know, they're all Freemasons, you know, Ford, it's the oval here, of the basic Capaces. So, it's everywhere, you know, it's, yeah, and this is another car, like, you know, it has the same thing here. It's, and this is on a private property, they're just simple cars, you know, cheap cars. So this is on a private property, where I showed you the horse. There's a gate there, you know, and they have a key to the gate. There's the gate, the red, where you see the red there. They just come in and, you know, and they drive here down there and they're sitting there. And we saw the cops, you know, the other day, they're just drinking beer. You know, they're just taking a pause here. So they hide, we're sitting behind it. Maybe they're there now. It's anarchy. Total anarchy. Cops gave it up because they're tied on a rope. You know, they will let them loose very soon. You know, they're so frustrated now, and they will let them loose very soon on us.
J'ai de l'avoir une vieille idée.
Alors, racontez encore sur la maison de retraite.
Ah. Je vis un enfer en maison de retraite. Je m'ennuie. Je lis, Voilà. Ça suffit. À bientôt, peut-être.
Oui. Au revoir, madame. So she said, I'm living in the old people's home, and it's horrible. She was 78 years old. It's horrible. It's l'enfer. It's the, oh, forget my words. She's going to the next. Yeah. Chatting up an arrow. Fantastic. So here in Salins le Bain. She said I don't know if you can see it, this is another bunker here from the First World War probably. Yeah, there's some hair lying there. Yeah. So the farmer just let it all grow over, you know. So it's not very far from the Swiss border. There's another one there. You see the stone here. This is another one here, another bunker. That was the other one. It's full of it, you know. Everywhere. Stupid wars. We need a good war against the real enemy. That's what we need. So somewhere, I think they put a lot of sand or earth over it. So somewhere is the entrance, you know. 100 years ago. Look at the earth, you can even see they're connected, you know. Here, it's higher here, the earth, and there too, it's going to the other bunker. They're connected, they're interconnected under the earth. So maybe there was a turret, like some cannon and machine post, you know, machine gun post. And yeah, it's connected, definitely connected. If we want to stop the wars, we have to stop Switzerland, you know, and the aristocracy, the pharaohs. Don't fight each other. Stupid. Yeah, there's definitely under here, there's a whole complex of bunkers. Yeah, probably arms, bodies, ammunition, mustard gas. Absolutely. Here, while I'm walking, it's a bunker underneath. Absolutely. So I wouldn't even go over it with my tractor. Yeah. Look again, clouds passing behind the moon. They pass behind the moon. These clouds are behind the moon. You see them pass behind the moon. This is not a trick. You see, there are no clouds before it. They're all behind the moon. They pass behind the moon. How is this possible? After 9/11, you know, we realize everything is a lie. Oh, I saw it run. Is that the dark side of the moon? You see, there's nothing passing in front of it. It's all behind. Oh, they passed now. They have all passed. Faro in the middle of nowhere. Really, it's all forest, as far as you can watch. All forest around. This is the Chateau Spesburg. And Spesen, in German, that means taxes, you know. So that's what they did. This is the tax evasion. This is where the taxes, where they come from. They invented taxes. They even call it like this, you know. The tax castle. Tax castle. Wow. Yeah. And they are the lords of Andlau. Nowhere, and it's big. So here's the well of the castle, Spesburg. And it's all forest everywhere. Now look, see it on the other side maybe? It's all forest. This is the name. The Puy, that means the well. Spesburg. Chateau. Well, Chateau is not a wine, you know, if you think so. It was not wine in here, probably water. Yeah. So this castle of Andlau, also in the east of France, it's all forest around it. It's really as far as you can look. And there are two towers here. It was built in 1260, or they finished it in 1260. This is like it used to be. The other castle, the Spesburg, it was built in, or it was finished in 1260, this one here. So there was 1291 was the end of the Crusades, and the when they founded Switzerland on August the 1st, 1291. So they finished it just before. So during the Crusades and the other castle too, they finished it in 1250. So just before, and it's not very far. It's like half an hour walk from one castle to the other. It's amazing. Probably France is the country with the most castles in the world. So this is, it looks like Colditz, you know, escape from Colditz. Look at that. So constructed during the Crusades. This is the name, Chateau de Andlau. Yeah, Andlau. And here's their coat of arms. And it still belongs to the Napoleon's family. Napoleon the First, so Napoleon Bonaparte. It belongs to their family, so you know they're hiding amongst us. It's what I've been telling you. They've been hiding. Look in the I'll show you the other. Here it says in French. If you read it, you can just read it. Ah, there it is. Oh, come on. Yeah. It belongs to the family of Napoleon until today. So let's go in. So there's a castle from another side here. So this is inside the Chateau of Andlau. The other one, where we could go in inside as well, looks the same. But the other one was nicer in a way. So of course there were a lot of rooms here and all wood, but the wood is all gone. Yeah. Parties going on, whatever. So here you can see it's all, probably can see it here. It's all forest. As far as you can look. Here you can see it, as far as you can look, and even behind the mountain there, it's all forest. Here's the castle, and the other castle too, of course. It's all forest all around. Amazing. So, during the Crusades, why did they build it? Probably were afraid of the Arabs, who were already, they were invading France. They made it up all the way to Vienna, and there's another castle. It's full of it. And that there is the Rhine Valley. Really very fertile, very big. Going all the way to Basel, Switzerland, of course. I think they were afraid of the Muslims. They called them Saracens in those days, from Sar, meaning the king in Pharaonic. Sarrazin, Saracens, who made it all the way to northern France, actually. So, and that's why, because of the invasions of the Muslims and the Arabs, the Crusade started, which was actually a reaction on the invasion of the Muslims. So it was not the Crusades, started against them, but it's the other way around. But then, of course, the Templars, who were very much in contact with the Hashashin, like the Templars were like the special forces of the Crusaders, and the Hashashin, the where the word assassin is from, and the word hashish as well. They were smoking hashish. Where they were the Muslim special forces, as you could say. But they were all more like by the lords and the pharaohs and the aristocracy. So the Arab aristocracy, the Muslim aristocracy, they had a very good contact with the Templars, and we were just dying, and normal people, normal Muslims were dying, normal Christians were dying, normal Europeans. And the lords, the pharaohs, the aristocracy of the Muslim world and the Christian world, they just let us fight each other. And it's a biggie coming up now, as the Muslim invasion has taken place in Europe. And on the other hand, there's a Christian like a European invasion in the Muslim countries by the European armies. Of course, as a normal citizen, a civilian, you can't go and just go to a Muslim countries, as the Muslim can just easily live in peace in the European countries, because they will, they will harass you, they give you a lot of problems. So that's why the European, the Western armies are in the Muslim world, because they need guns and weapons, just to survive. And on the other hand, the civilians of the Muslim countries, they are in Europe. So, and it's all being done by the pharaoh. So we are not enemies of each other. We should stop it and get rid of the enemy within and their base, Switzerland. Yeah. So there's another castle. Sorry. So I just met this Dutch guy here. He was leaving his tent in the middle of town, and he's got a nice story to tell. He's traveling as well.
Okay. Well, this time I was... A lot of years ago, I was in San Sebastian, Donostia, in Spain, and I found me a bottle of tequila. It was really cheap, but I finished all of it. Too much. I drank too much. So I thought I'd like to sit down on the fucking stoop,
the trottoir, the sidewalk.
So, and from that on, I just remember some flashes. Like I was sitting in this in front of the church on the stairs of the church, and someone next to me was putting a needle in his arm, and his friend just before me, he was looking through my things, my passport he had, my money. What and I not? Had all my money on me. I had my stuff in some house I squatted. But my money, I thought it was smart to keep it on me, but never mix money and alcohol like that. But so he was going through my things, and I thought, well, I got a knife. I had a bomber on. I had a knife in the behind the in pocket on my bomber. So I was going for my knife, but the guy was much faster. Of course, I was still so drunk, so borracho, unbelievable. So he got my knife, put it on my throat. I had a blackout again, and then half a minute later or so, he was. It was 100 meters downstairs. He was standing 20 meters from me, and he was a bit afraid of me. I was shouting at him, I remember. It was just a few seconds, and then again a blackout, and then, well, I don't know, I woke up the next day. So that was about it.
You want to leave your email address so people can write you?
Even kijken. Wie is maar Richard?
How do you spell it?
WIERSMA RICHARD
at
yahoo.ca. Not NL, but CA.
For Canada?
Canada, yeah.
Oh, okay. You like Canada, eh?
Oh, no, it was just wiesmarichard.nl was already occupied.
Well, so. I think you like Canada because the tequila is more in Mexico, mate.
What do they drink in Canada?
Look, the cops already coming there. Hey, in this control town here. Nice guy.
So this is France. What happened to France, you know?
Nice.
Wedding.
Guys hanging out the French flag, they don't like it very much. Oh, look at the Swiss car. All Swiss cars, eh? For the married ones, you know. Well, assalamu alaikum, thank you. The Muslims have completely taken over France. Completely, what a noise, man. It's asocial. French is finished. Some Arab, North Africans, you know, Algerian. It's going on for hours, you know, look at that.
La Suisse.
La Suisse. Yeah, yeah, hey.
Oh.
Oh, what a noise, eh? Francis the Finnish villain. A plus fort, c'est joli. Nice music. Look, there's another logo. Two pyramids, red and white, for the United Kingdom of Pharaoh, and the double S for ISIS, or the SS. Well, I mean, why do they put it like this, the SS? They know what they're doing. All pharaohs put in the logos. That's why. And here's the sun hieroglyph, of course. There it is, everywhere, on the other side. It says Le Platan. Sounds like the Palatines, you know, where Obama is from, and when the Swiss went to Germany, and also Donald Trump, he's from the Palatines, they're all Swissies. And oh, there's the G, you know, Freemason G. In between the square and compass. And here the Red Pyramid, you know, and this is why the octagon in the last month of the war in 1945, they all gathered together in the Hotel Maison Rouge, the Red House Hotel. And actually, I should have known, but it was the first time I really thought about it. Why the Red House Hotel? I mean, that's two times a hotel. One time, or two times the dwelling. One time the house and one time the hotel. That's double, you know? Well, it's the Red House. That's what Octagon met in the last weeks of the war. The Red House. Here's your Red House. Le Père Tasser. And there's the White House behind it. Le Père Het. So the Red House Hotel, L'Hôtel Maison Rouge in Strasbourg, Place Kléber. It's all pharaonic. It's a pharaonic name. And the Red House is the original pharaonic aristocracy. So more like the first sons, the primogenitura, who were being replaced by the second son system of the New World Order. Here's the world domination. There you go.
That was. Yeah, I wish you a good night in the wonderful place over there.
Yes.
Lots of times, and I hope you sleep well.
So how do you call you guys in English, Wandergezelle?
Journeyman.
Journeyman?
Yeah.
Okay, so these guys are two journeymen from Germany.
Yes.
And they're hitchhiking here as well in old clothes. Fantastic.
And we got to get our lift. But yeah. Thanks, was nice to meet you.
How to kebab your way around. Somebody forgot his kebab here. So they too, how to kebab your way around. So there's a monument for the dead here from the First World War and the Second World War with the Templars V. The same symbol as you find on the tanks, you know, or like Churchill did upside down. You find it like this and upside down. There are three marches on the stairs here. So this for Isis, Horus and Seth. It's all occult. And they are the leaders of all the wars, the Templars, Octagon, Switzerland. In a park here in Strasbourg. Very nice tree. Look like a Rasta. Yeah, look, they even got, for the recruitment of the gendarmerie, they even got a house here, you know. If you want to join them. And look at the octagon here. Octagon. Look at that. All big shop for it. Like here, and there, and there, and there, and there. Here in Strasbourg. There's some sort of a fancy shop here in Strasbourg. Yeah, and it says Save the Queen. You know, we have to save her. Look what she does, you know, she pulls her tongue out. That's what it is, you know. It's all a joke, you know. They just laugh about it. It just pulls her tongue out. Of course, there's an idea behind this, eh? A lion. Symbol of the aristocracy. That's the joining. Pharaoh. Triangle. Pyramid. What an idea to put that there. It's kind of weird too, man. What is this here? What is this, a Templar? Looks like it. And what is he killing? The wolf. The wolf is us, or what? They are the lions, and we're the wolves. Here in Strasbourg, somebody threw her husband out. You fuck off, you know, you're gonna sleep outside, you know. That's where it all ends. Look, the Sun Hieroglyph and the Pharaonic Pyramid. And this is what happened to the man, yeah? Well, Pharaonic was all a matriarchal system. Look, another obelisk here in red. I don't know what it says here. But anyway, it's red. It represents the red house and the ball. You know, we're gonna dominate the entire earth. So this is the red house, La Maison Rouge, is still in Strasbourg, as I showed you before. So that's Lower Egypt, the Père Tazer. I was just in the church here in Strasbourg, the Saint-Jean. I think it's October the 30th. And then a policeman came up, they stopped the mess. It was nice singing a little bit, you know. And then we all had to get out, and they said there's a bomb in front of the church. So they closed the church door, and we all had to go out from the side. So now they closed the perimeter, and well, that's it. So here it says in the newspaper about the church where I was in, you know. I was sitting outside, and the guy, you know, he said, well, we're going to play organ. So I thought, well, nice, a concert, but it was a mess going on. And so the police stormed in, and I should have filmed it, but I thought they came because of me, because of my backpack. They're absolutely getting all crazy here in France, you know. So this is what happened on Sunday. And unfortunately, I didn't film it again, just like on July the 14th. It's already freezing. I had in my tent I had -2, so probably -4 outside. Well, it's life. So it's the beginning of November, the east of France. It's pretty cold here. So it's not a warm country as people think. You know, in the south it's warm, but not in the east. You know, bloody cold here. And they're shooting. Frenchies training to kill Muslims, probably. It's coming up, civil war. Light machine gun, probably Cal 308. And in this forest I was lying one year ago when I left Switzerland on December the 21st, the winter solstice, when they were doing sacrifices on children in Switzerland, and they wanted to take my family. So I split, as I told you. So I camped out here on the same place I was staying here in this forest. It's not a natural forest. Look, they're all lanes here, but it's beautiful. It's made for the wood, you know, they're all lanes. But it's a beautiful, very straight, very interesting place here. And so now, 1 year later, I'm back here. So I didn't know what to do then. And I stayed here for a couple of days, you know, and then I went to a YouTube fan in the north of Europe, and I could stay with this guy for 1.5 months, and I really saved my life. And so 1 year later, you know, yeah. Beautiful place. And I was just lying here looking up, and it's cold, it's winterish.
I wonder if any of you has ever seen this, people who've been working with the Bergen backpack of the British Army. By the sheer use of it, the straps, the strappers has been torn apart. And it's a Sunday, and I was like, how am I going to do this? It's falling apart, my old Bergen. It's an old one, an old model. It's the, I think it's a 58 webbing. There it is. Completely gone, and it's all wet. It's raining today. How am I going to do this? Repair it somehow. So, you know, I'm here in an empty supermarket. It's raining, that's why I got the bash over my the cover over my backpack, so it doesn't all get wet, but it doesn't hold anymore either. So it's like being alone behind enemy lines again, you know. As I was in a special regiment, they, you know, a couple of selected guys, you know, and they put us behind enemy lines, you know. In the beginning, you know, you was alone, so I was thinking, you know, you're thinking like, well, I want to do the mission, you know, and you know, like hyped up like in a movie, you know, a James Bond movie or something. That's so stupid, actually. I passed that, fortunately, and but after a couple of weeks, you know, being alone, like behind enemy lines, you know, you start thinking, well, who's in control, who's giving the orders, am I still in the mission, or, you know, am I giving the orders myself, or can I just take over and give my own orders? And you start questioning things, you know, and what's going on? Who's really giving the orders? I mean, you're all alone, you know, and you just go beyond your fear, and you know, you can't change it anyway. And you start thinking, you know, that's what actually happened. Now it's like, you know, because I studied history afterwards and started to see the real connections, and it's all a lie, you know. So I'm here behind enemy lines again, you know, sitting all alone here, can't see my children, being terrorized by the authorities, you know, the Swiss were ruling the entire planet, the Swiss Templars, and they're using lies upon lies upon lies, you know, the Swiss, they are a bunch of liars, they all are, and you know, it's like reading this book here. It was a Royal Navy soldier who gave me this book here, The Crusade. You know, looks nice, yeah? But it's not based upon facts, you know? It's they're probably going to make a big Hollywood movie out of it. I can already see it happening, you know? They say it's the best book ever, you know? And it was in the newspapers and... where was it? In the... well, anyway, I don't see it here. The big mainstream prostitute newspapers. It's all politics, you know. It's probably not even being written by one person only. It's all organized, you know, to prepare for the next war. Yeah, it's all psychologically analyzed, and it's a lie. The book is a lie. The story is a lie. It's hopeless. You know? And I just talked to an so there was a royal, an ex Royal Marine who gave that to me. And the guy, well, I mean, I should have filmed him, but no, well, no. And he told me that first the Italians in Afghanistan they paid off the Taliban €3 million, and they said, well, if you're not gonna attack us, we'll give you €3 million. Then they got replaced by the French, and the French said. Taliban said, well, give me our €3 million. So the French declined, and they said, no, no, forget about that. You know, we don't do that in France. You know? So a week after, the French lost 53 years of their soldiers. You know, well, there's not a word about this in the newspapers, of course. You know, you get it by hitchhiking. An ex-Royal Marine telling you this, you know. It's all a lie. Everything is a lie. So I met another guy who took me hitchhiking, was a French Marine, a Marsouin, a soldat marine. And he was everywhere in Chad and Bosnia and everywhere. And he told me the government gave them pills, which happened to be ecstasy. And it didn't make him dance, you know. Yeah, that's horrible. You know, just like the Germans, they gave amphetamines to the soldiers called pervitin. They called it the Stuka chocolate, you know, the diving airplane or tank chocolate. Makes you crazy. It's also one of the reasons of all the the war crimes, or people getting crazy and participating in it. You know, there wasn't actually, in some cases, emotionally another way out. You know, so. Well, here I am, you know, behind enemy lines, and I start thinking again, eh? And discovering a lot of things, eh? Because I'm patient, yeah. Behind enemy lines, you have to be patient, you know, think, you know, and be patient, or don't think at all, and have other thoughts come, you know. God knows where they come from. Spiritual, divine. The enemy within is very real. They're all over. They're the pharaohs and the base is Switzerland. Yeah, okay. That's it for today.
So I'll show you the abandoned supermarket. Here I'm sitting alone, you know, like reading that book there. And so there's the abandoned supermarket. Nice. Yeah. Almost as abandoned as myself, but not as. Just as abandoned as myself. Yeah. What a society, eh? If I finish the book, I go back into the mountains there, you know, put my tent. But it's better reading the book here, but it's bollocks anyway.
Yeah, look, now the Swiss Nazis, the Nazi people of Switzerland, now they even want to put my wife, like here, to put her in prison, just based upon lies and upon lies and upon lies. They're the most dangerous people in the world, you know. And they also want to want to put me in prison again here. It says here somewhere another 40 days. They want to have me pay, I don't know how many Swiss francs. And it says, yeah, another 40 days here, and it won't stop. Here it says here, another Nazi judge, Marty, all a bunch of Nazis. And well, they don't like what I'm doing, you know, like telling the world who the Swiss really are. And so again here. So they even want to put my wife in prison. They came into the house. You know, they can easily break in. Here's, you know. This is her birth date.
Hey, Swissy, the world is gonna know what you did. Financing two world wars and genocides and terrorism. And they're not gonna like it, you Nazi, octagon Nazi Templars. They're not gonna like it. They're not gonna like it, I tell you.